Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Juliet Arakel with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returns home after a three-nation visit to Palestine, UAE and Oman. Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says Pakistan will have to pay for terror attack at Sunjwan Army Camp in Jammu. Review security situation in J&K. One CRPF Jawan martyred in gunfight with terrorist in Karan Nagar area of Srinagar. Supreme Court restrains Jammu and Kashmir government from taking any action against army officials allegedly involved in Shupian firing case. Former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Veerbhadr Singh and his wife summoned by a special Delhi court in a money laundering case. Nominations close in Meghalaya and Nagaland, voting on 3rd of next month. Parts of North India witness snow and rainfall snapping dry spell. US Vice President Mike Pence his America open to talks with North Korea without preconditions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned home after concluding his three-nation visit to Palestine, UAE and Oman. It was Mr. Modi's first ever visit to Oman and to Palestine, a first visit by an Indian Prime Minister in 30 years. Our correspondent reports the visit will further strengthen India's bond with these nations.
Prime Minister said his visit to Oman helped in building upon the centuries-old ties between the two countries and will impart a substantial momentum to the relations in all spheres, including trade and investment. Mr. Modi said his visit to Oman was one of the most memorable visits he has undertaken anywhere. In the UAE, Prime Minister and Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan reaffirmed their abiding commitment to further consolidating the comprehensive strategic partnership. The two sides renewed their commitment to work closely to strengthen maritime security in the Gulf and the Indian Ocean region. Prime Minister also delivered a keynote address, Technology for Development, at the 6th World Government Summit in Dubai. He was conferred the Grand Collar of the State of Palestine by President Mahmoud Abbas, recognizing his key contribution to promote relations between India and Palestine. Prime Minister said he had a wonderful meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah in Amman that would further boost India-Jordan ties. Sobhagyakar, Air News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists from Pakistan carried out the attack on the Sunjwan Army camp in Jammu on Saturday. Addressing media in Jammu today, she said that Pakistan will have to pay for this misadventure.
The Jaish-e-Mohammed module which conducted the attack may have infiltrated some time back, and there is a possibility of them having enjoyed some local support before the final operations. Our intelligence inputs indicate that these terrorists were being controlled by their handlers from across the border. The evidence is being scrutinized by the National Investigative Agency, who shall soon furnish a detailed report. Pakistan will pay for this misadventure.
The defense minister said evidence against the terrorist has been compiled and will be given to Pakistan. She said that despite giving dossiers after dossiers, Pakistan has not taken any action. She said that Islamabad's culpability in such terror attacks had been proved over and over again. Ms. Sitharaman was in Jammu today to review the security situation in the state. She was also briefed on the situation by the senior army officers. The defense minister also met Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti and discussed the situation. She visited the military hospital, Jammu, and inquired about the health of the injured persons of Sunjwan terror attack. Meanwhile, a CRPF Jawan was martyred in an ongoing gunfight with terrorists in Karan Nagar area of Srinagar city today. A J&K police Jawan also sustained grievous injuries. The CRPF Jawan succumbed to his injuries sustained during the encounter. Two terrorists believed to be LET cadres are holed up in a building near the CRPF camp, which the gunmen tried to storm into this morning. Security officials said their apparent attempt to storm the camp was repulsed after an alert sentry at the camp gate opened fire in the wee hours. CRPF spokesman told AIR that after several hours of search operation, two terrorists were traced in a building situated in the periphery of the CRPF camp. He said an exchange of gunfire started between the two sides and the operation is in progress. The Supreme Court today restrained Jammu and Kashmir government from taking any coercive action against army officials allegedly involved in Shupian firing case. A bench headed by Chief Justice Deepak Mishra, while staying the FIR, directed that no coercive action will be taken against Major Aditya Kumar in connection with the incident. The bench also issued notices to the centre and the Jammu and Kashmir government to file its reply within 2 weeks. The Supreme Court order came on a plea by Major Aditya's father seeking quashing of the FIR lodged by the Jammu and Kashmir police against his son and other army personnel over the firing incident in Shupian. The Jammu and Kashmir police lodged the FIR against personnel of 10 Garhwal rifles, including Major Aditya Kumar, bringing charges of murder and attempt to murder against them. 3 civilians were killed in the incident when army personnel fired at a stone-pelting mob in Ganovpora village in Shupia on the 27th of last month. A special court in Delhi today summoned former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Veerbhadra Singh, his wife and 3 others as accused in an around 7 crore rupees money laundering case. The court said there were prima facie enough evidence against the accused persons and directed them to appear before the court on the 22nd of March. The Enforcement Directorate had charge sheeted 83-year-old Veerbhadra Singh, accusing him of projecting around 7 crore rupees proceeds of crime as agricultural income in connivance with his wife and others and investing them in purchasing LIC policies. This is All India Radio, giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The withdrawal of nominations for the assembly elections in Meghalaya and Nagaland ended today. In Meghalaya, 377 nominations have been declared valid. 443 nominations were filed for the 60-member assembly, which goes to polls on the 27th of this month. In Nagaland, out of the 228 valid nominations, 32 candidates have withdrawn their candidatures. With this, a total of 195 candidates, including 5 women, are in fray for the 60-member legislative assembly, which goes to poll on the 27th of February. Former Chief Minister and Lok Sabha MP Nephew Rio is assured of uncontested win as his opponent, NPF candidate, withdrew his nomination today. Rio is the Chief Ministerial candidate of the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP. In Tripura, campaigning has gained momentum with many senior leaders of major political parties canvassing for their candidates across the state. BJP National President Amit Shah, UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and BJP MP Hema Malini address several rallies in the state today. On the other hand, Tripura Chief Minister Manik Sarkar addressed rallies in several places. Meanwhile, Congress leader and Chief Minister of Puducherry, V. Narayan Sami, released the party's election manifesto in Agartala. More from our correspondent.
Addressing rallies in Takarjala, Gondachera and Kowai, BJP National President Amit Shah said, "This election is not being battled by BJP to come into power, but it is being fought to bring changes in the standard of living of people who are deprived." UP's Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also held roadshows and addressed rallies, releasing party manifesto in Agartala. Congress leader and Chief Minister of Puducherry, V. Narayan Sami, said the state government has not done anything for the development. Addressing rallies in Udaipur and Santir Bazar, Chief Minister Manik Sarkar said left-front government has adopted various schemes, making it a top-ranking state in terms of development. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
Ending a prolonged dry spell, snow and rain lashed several parts of North India today. In Jammu and Kashmir, the first major snowfall was witnessed in many areas of the Kashmir Valley this winter. The fresh snowfall has led to the closure of the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway for vehicular traffic due to accumulation of snow around Jawahar Tunnel in Kazigund area. In Himachal Pradesh, the mid and higher hills witnessed intermittent, moderate snowfall this morning, while widespread rains lashed the lower hills of the state.
Most parts of the state is experiencing fresh snowfall, which has disrupted normal life of the people. District headquarters of tribal Lahol Spiti district, Kelong, received more than 1 feet fresh snow, while Rohtang Pass received more than 2.5 feet fresh snowfall. The higher areas of Chamba, Kullu and Shimla districts also experiencing fresh snowfall. Tourists are enjoying fresh snowfall at Manali, Solang Nala, Kufri, Chail and Narkanda. The local Met Department has predicted rains and snow at mid and high hills for next 24 hours. Prabha Sharma, AIR News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, higher peaks of Kumaon and Garhwal witnessed snowfall, whereas lower hills and plains received intermittent rain. More from our correspondent.
Severe cold is being experienced throughout this state. Temperature has fallen drastically in Garhwal and Kumaon region following snowfall and rain. Badrinath, Kedarnath, Hemkund Sahib, Gangotri, Yamunotri and the upper reaches of Munsiyari and Dharchula received heavy snowfall. Several other hill areas and the plains including Dehradun had rainfall. The farmers have hailed the rain as it will improve the production of rabi crops. State Meteorological Department Director Bikram Singh said that change of weather is due to passage of western disturbance and more rain and snow is predicted in the hilly district in next 12 hours. Sanjeev Sundarial, AIR News, Dehradun.
Rain lashed several areas in Punjab and Haryana, bringing cheers to farmers as the current wet spell is considered highly beneficial for wheat and other crops. The US and South Korea have agreed on terms for further diplomatic engagement with North Korea. US Vice President Mike Pence said this could potentially lead to direct talks with Washington without preconditions. Speaking to the Washington Post while returning from the Winter Olympics in South Korea, he said the Trump administration would keep up its maximum pressure campaign against Pyongyang but would be open to possible talks at the same time. The prospect of talks comes after months of tension between Pyongyang, Seoul and Washington over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that it is too early to judge whether latest developments represented the start of a diplomatic process. Back home, the annual Sahitya Akademi Awards for 2017 were presented today at a function in New Delhi. President of Sahitya Akademi, Dr. Chandrasekhar Kambara, presented the awards in 24 Indian languages. The awarded works include 7 novels, 5 collections, each of poetries and short stories, 5 works of literary criticism, a play, and a book of essays. Eminent novelist and playwright Kiran Nagarkar was the chief guest this year. Mrs. Mamang Dai received the award in English language for her novel, The Black Hill. Ramesh Kuntal Megh got the award in Hindi for his literary criticism work, Vishwamithak Sarit Sagar.
In SMEs, Jayant Madhav Bora was awarded for his novel Moria Hola. Apsar Ahmed received the award for his Bengali novel Sei Nikhoj Manusta. And in Bodo language, Rita Boro was presented the honors for her novel Thwisam. While in Dogri, Sib Mehta received the award for his short stories Banna. Urmi Ghansham Desai got the award for her literary criticism Gujati Vyakarana Vashovarsh. In Telugu, Devi Priya was awarded for poetry Gali Rangu. And in Urdu, Beg Ehsas was honored for his short stories Dakhma. The awardee received a casket containing an engraved copper plaque, a shawl and a cheque of 1 lakh rupees. Anupam Mishra, AIR News, Delhi.
The News Services Division of All India Radio, in its weekly bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak Tonight, will bring you a discussion on Ayushman Bharat Swasthya Suraksha Yojana, Ayushman Bharat Healthcare Scheme. This can be heard on FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies from 9:30 tonight. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returns home after a three-nation visit to Palestine, UAE and Oman. Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says Pakistan will have to pay for terror attack at Sunjwan Army Camp in Jammu, review security situation in J&K. One CRPF Jawan martyred in gunfight with terrorists in Karan Nagar area of Srinagar. Supreme Court restrains Jammu and Kashmir government from taking any action against army officials allegedly involved in Shupiyan firing case. Former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Veerbhadra Singh and his wife summoned by a special Delhi court in a money laundering case. Nominations close in Meghalaya and Nagaland, voting on 27th of this month. Parts of North India witness snow and rainfall, snapping dry spell. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.